الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العلي العظيم. All praises due to Allah, Lord of the world, who has commanded us to be merciful to one another. We praise him, we seek his help, and we seek his forgiveness. We seek refuge in from Allah. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the consequences of our deeds. And whosoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. And whosoever Allah misguides, none can guide. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has no partners. And I also bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger and servant. The ayah that I recited before you, Ya innama al-mu'minuna ikhwatun fa-aslihu bayna akhawaykum wa-attakullaha la'allakum turhamun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the believers are but one brotherhood, so make peace between your brothers and be mindful of Allah so you may be shown mercy. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who have believed, fear Allah as he should be feared and do not die as Muslims, except as Muslims. And in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who have believed, fear Allah and speak words of appropriate justice. He will then amend for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has certainly attained a great attainment. Now, as Muslims, we believe and we should believe that the most truthful speech is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Quran, which was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of advice that was given to us was from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst matters are innovations. And every innovation is a misguidance. Now, in today's reminder, what I wanted to talk about and reflect was the rights of a Muslim over another Muslim. What rights we have over another Muslim. The relationship among the believers, among brotherhood and sisterhood, is a sacred tie which is established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. And this is not just a metaphor. This is reality that carries specific rights and responsibilities. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has made it clear that fulfilling these rights is a sign of our faith and a path to strengthening ourselves and our community. And what are these rights that we have? According to the Prophet ﷺ, which he has mentioned in a hadith, which is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim has six rights over another Muslim. Number one, to greet him with peace. So when one says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, he replies with, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The second is where an invitation is given out to the brother or sister, and that invitation has to be accepted. This is the second right of a Muslim over another Muslim. Third right which he has is to seek advice, or is to ask for advice when he needs counsel. Number four is when he sneezes, you bless him. So when he sneezes, he says Alhamdulillah, and you reply with Yarhamukallah. And when once he says Yarhamukallah, you should then say Yahdikumullah. That is the fourth right. Number five is to visit one another when the other person is ill. And number six is to attend the funeral of the deceased person. These are the six rights which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that we have over another Muslim. Now, number one, the first right, greeting. When you meet someone, when you meet your fellow Muslim brother, or if it's a sister meeting another sister, it is your right to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and their response should be Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I mean, which other religion says when meeting someone that may peace be upon you? There is no other religion that says that when meeting someone. As soon as you meet someone, before saying anything, you are blessing them with peace. That may Allah give them peace. And then they respond back to you. In a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the best people in the eyes of Allah is the person that gives salam first. Now imagine that. You're walking up to a brother and you're the first person to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and you are the best person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for a simple saying that has so much barakah in it. The second right is accepting invitation. Nowadays, what we see is if someone invites us to something, we say, inshallah, inshallah. You know, we're using Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just to say no, basically. You know, we don't want to say no directly, but we'll say inshallah. And when the time comes near for the invitation, we'll say, oh, sorry, we were busy.
Just getting garbage.
How true is this? That when someone invites us, whether it's a social gathering, whether it's out for food, whether it's invitation to his home, we just merely say, inshallah, and we brush it off and we don't think about it. Whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, this is a right upon a Muslim brother over another Muslim. And if he invites you to an invitation, you should accept it. If it's good for you, accept it. The third right, which is offering advice. Providing sincere advice, sincere counsel, nasiha, when a fellow Muslim seeks it. And why? Because that brother or that sister, they have faith in you. They have trust in you. Which is why they have approached you to ask for your advice. And what do we see nowadays in our communities? When one person comes to someone for advice or something, and within the next hour, the whole society knows. You know, where has that trust gone? Where has it gone? The reason for this right is so that we can gain trust with one another. And when we have trust with one another, we grow closer together. The community starts building stronger because you have faith in that one person. And it all starts off with one person. The fourth one, responding to a sneeze when someone sneezes. This reason for this is because you are showing a concern for their well-being. When someone sneezes, it's a sign that they're ill. Maybe. Or sometimes someone sneezes three times, apparently it's someone that is remembering them. Huh? We've heard this before. But if a person sneezes, it is your duty, if you are there, if you are in that presence of that person who has sneezed, it is your duty and is your right to say, Yarhamukallah, as a Muslim. Because you are showing your concern for their well-being. Number five, visiting the sick. We must visit those who are ill, which is a communal obligation, and it brings great rewards. You know, we have heard, and it is true, the person that is ill and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes dua, Allah accepts the dua of an ill person. So visit that sick person who you know. Why? Because it is a right for you, given to you by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you must go and visit the ill. Number six, it is attending the funeral of a fellow Muslim within the community. Why? Because this reminds us that that day is near for us. You know, why do we say inshallah if Allah wills? Because Allah knows everything. We do not know if we will be still here in the next hour or so. And a funeral is a reminder for us that time is limited. Time is very short for us. And we must live according to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commandments and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim, so he should not oppress him, nor should he hand him over to an oppressor. Whoever fulfills the needs of his brother, Allah will fulfill his needs. And whoever brought his Muslim brother out of discomfort, Allah will bring him out of discomfort on the day of resurrection. And whoever protects a Muslim, Allah will protect him on the day of resurrection. This highlights what the Prophet ﷺ says, he fundamental principles of respect, emphasizing that a Muslim should not wrong another Muslim or violate his blood, his property, or his honor. This includes him refraining from harmful acts and fulfilling needs and relieving stress, covering faults and avoiding hatred, envy, and backbiting, which nowadays is very common in our communities. We see one person doing better, that's it, jealousy has started. Why is he doing better? Why am I not doing better? You know, you need to do your part and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do his. You can't just sit at home, relaxed. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to sort it. No, it does not work like that. You need to put your effort in as well. Upholding the rights of one another is taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned in the hadith, the six rights. And it is vital for the unity of our ummah. And it is times like these that we need to be united as an ummah. You know, we see what is happening to our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers in Gaza. We can't physically feel their pain, but we can emotionally feel their pain. Not to their extent, as we are on the other side of the world. But we, as an ummah, They are our brothers and sisters and we should feel their pain. That is what unites us as an ummah. And we should be united under the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger. We need to consider how we are fulfilling our rights over another Muslim. Are we actively spreading peace? Are we doing our part in the community? When a brother comes to us asking for advice, do we offer our advice or do we turn them away? Or do we go and tell someone else their problems? Adhering to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will bring us all closer. And if not following these commandments and guidance brings disunity within the community. By focusing on our shared faith and what we as an ummah represent, we can build a strong and compassionate unity and a society that benefits us. And when we care for others, Allah cares for us. And when we show mercy, Allah will show mercy to us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He strengthens our bonds of love and brotherhood. And He safeguards us. And He safeguards those who are in danger, especially those that are suffering in Gaza and Palestine. And we ask Allah that the rights that have been taught to us by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we can stick to those rights. And what were those rights? Number one, saying salam to another Muslim brother. Number one. Number two, was accepting invitation when someone invites you. Number three, offering advice. When someone asks for your advice, you give them sincere nasiha. You give them sincere advice and you keep that between yourself as they have trusted you. Number four, responding to sneezing. Saying yarhamukallah when the other person sneezes in your presence. Number five, visiting the sick when they are ill. And number six is attending a funeral prayer of another Muslim. These are the six rights of a Muslim over another Muslim. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to fulfill these rights, which was taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the guidance that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us, we know it is not wrong. It is for our own benefit. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم سائر المسلمين. Anything good that has been said has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything bad that has come from myself. Azan. Azan.